Thursday night, Gimel Cheshvan, Tavshinayin Beis, Bracha about Refuah. So at the end of Brachas, there are a listing of various Brachas, and some of them are really a combination of Tefillah and Bracha, based on the Mishnah in Brachas, which some of you might know. You might even remember from Daf Yomi, it was like, wasn't that long ago, that it's a follow-up from the Shita and the Tana that a person really, the tfilos of a person should be double-fold tfilos. Tzoik l'sha'avar, tzoik l'nosin ha'do'a l'avar, the tzoik l'sha'lovo. So it's like a combination. So one of there's many brachas there, a combination of brachas and tefillos. So one of them that's maybe people do it, maybe they don't do it. The Gemara talks about hanichnas lahakis dom, which is a medical procedure, a bloodletting. So it was a shtickel. Maybe it was a more major procedure, but al kaponim, there's a tefillah to be said then, but the Mishnah Berurah says over from the Mogen Avraham and the Chayodom that kol midi derefuah, whenever a person takes even, the Aruch HaShulchan speaks out, even when you take pills, you take chayis antibiotics, or you take some medicine for a makkah, for a chayli, so you should say, Yirotzim ulfanecho Hashem alokai, yes, yeyesig zel derefuah. So you say Yirotzim Sheyesig Zel Refuah. That's the tefillah. Now the Shulchan Aruch and the Chazon says that the doctor can say that whenever they take medicine, lav davka hakozo and any choli. So they say Yirotzim Sheyesig. You say Yirotzim Ulfanecha Hashem Avokai Sheyesig Zel Refuah. Kirofechinom ata. The Shulchan Aruch has him concluding with Boruch Rofei Cholim. There are Rishonim that hold you say Boruch Atah Hashem Rofei Cholim. There are even those who say Boruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam Rofei Cholim. Either now or maybe you say it after he's actually Nisrape. But certainly the common custom is to do it the way it says in Shulchan Aruch, if anything, and that if there's going to be any Chasima. And which is to say Baruch Rofei Cholim without even a Shem. The Mishnah Berurah speaks out V'yachshov, and this is in order to impress upon a person Shetia, that he should not think Shetia is a double ol refuah, that anything actually has healing powers. It's a shliach of Hashem. Even if it's medicine, the medicine has to work. And who gave the medicine the power to work anyway, in the first place? So it's all HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So, V'lochein al yedei tefillah zu, here's what the Mishnah Berurah describes it. Very interesting. It could be a lot of tefillahs like this, according to many explanations of tefillah. All of tefillah is like this. But here the Mishnah Berurah says like one line. V'lochein al yedei tefillah zu, yosim b'tchono bo. So by davening to him, you actually focus on the Ribbono Shel Olam, and you focus, you'll be talking in him, because you're realizing that obviously there would be no place for the tefillah if the medicine would just work naturally. It would work, so then what do you have to be mispalel for? So it doesn't. There's no such thing about anything in the world. But l'chein al yedei tefillah zu, through the tefillah yosem bitchono bo. So he will focus his attention on bitachon in Hashem. And the Bakish Mimenu Shitil Ola Rufua. So maybe it's good for everyone to learn this by heart. Yotzim Ulfanecho Hashem Elokai Shetia Esek Zalila Rufua Ki Melech Rofei Chinamoto Okekel Melech Rofei Chinamoto. Okay, good.